Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, time for the good, the bad, and the dumb here on the midweek Wednesday edition of Wake Up Call on SportsMap Radio. What is the good of the day?
The good of the day is, you know, when somebody goes out to search for someone and they find them, you know, that feeling, or when you lost something and you that feeling of euphoria when you find it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give that to Devin Booker today.
Okay.
Because Devin Booker sought out to find Suns in Four guy.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
It was a viral video. Suns in Four guy got into a fight during a Suns game with some Nugget players. And,
oh, I remember this. Yeah.
And beat him up. And Devin Booker wanted to find Suns in Four guy, I think, to bring him to a game.
Did he?
Well, he hasn't brought him to a game yet. He
Wouldn't it be easy to find out who that guy is?
Well, he just posted it on Twitter. It's like, hey, I need to find this guy. Internet did their job, and they got into contact. They started DMing one another. So I think we might see Suns and Four guy at more Suns games coming up.
Oh, well, that's
so
awesome.
This just proves to you kids, get into a fight at a basketball game.
Oh, we are not encouraging violence at basketball games. We'll not be doing that.
Isn't it amazing? I find it funny because everyone has seen this video of him fighting, him beating two guys up.
Why isn't he arrested?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the story there.
That's great.
And Devin Booker was able to reach out to him like, come on, guy, come on by.
Man, it's great. Everybody wants to get it. Everybody wants to reward people for this kind of stuff, and then then the players go crazy. Oh, he threw popcorn at me. Yeah, because possibly they think that maybe if they throw popcorn on you, the guy from the home team will take them out to dinner and give them season tickets for life. All right. So that's one of the reasons why people do these kind of things is they think if they get viral that some celebrity is going to go, man, that was awesome. Here's money or fame or fortune or whatever.
You're a real fan.
Right. You're a real fan. We're going to give you gear. Right. And you can't even, you know. So but yeah, good. Well, good for Devin Booker. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I don't know what the outcome is. I don't know what the end game to this is. I don't know. Maybe did the FBI tag him and go, hey, can you help us out? Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know. We'll see what happens, but yeah, the fact that they're exchanging DMs is kind of funny.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is kiss your diet goodbye, Tony.
Oh, what diet was I on?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But if any of you guys are out there on a diet, there's a certain group of individuals who desperately need your help, and I'm talking the Girl Scouts.
Why? Because people aren't buying cookies anymore?
Well, no. They are stuck with 15 million boxes of unsold cookies due to the pandemic.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I was wondering about that. That was kind of making its rounds a couple months ago. The pandemic really slowed the Girl Scout cookie thing.
Yeah, because, you know, traditionally what they do, they sit outside of grocery stores and, you know, hawk their wares there, or they go door to door.
That's very true.
You know, even though states are reopening now, look like we've flattened the curve and we've turned the corner. That wasn't the case even this past spring or even all of last year. So there were 15 million boxes of unsold cookies that the Girl Scouts would like to get rid of.
That's terrible.
So do your civic duty, people, and just start buying cookies.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. You know, I don't know what your preference would be.
I like the ones with the toffee. Okay. I forget the name of them, but they got it's just toffee cookie. I don't know.
Well, they're not very creative with their names.
No,
they are.
Well, thin mints or thin mints.
Yeah, thin mints. Right. Let me see. I'm trying to find because I have a list here of all the cookies.
They used to have a chocolate chip cookie that was really good. Then they just got rid of that.
Is that the trio? That's not Trios.
No.
See, there's
no.
The shortbread, Do-si-dos.
I think the Do-si-dos,
Do-si-dos are peanut butter.
Oh, shoot.
Toffee-tastic.
All right, Toffee-tastic.
There you go.
The toffee cookie. So I'm sort of leaning towards that one.
Yeah, I'm a big tag-along fan.
If there's 500,000 boxes available for that, I'll be more than happy to try to figure out a way to take those off their hands,
I guess.
Fill my garage.
I'm positive that there's at least 500 boxes.
How long would they last before you have to go, we got to dump them for fresh cookies?
That's a great question.
Right? Like, could you keep them and go, we can sell these next year? Right?
Well, that's
off the production of the cookies for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, do they have a shelf life, right?
I gotta think they do.
I mean, we all know from Die Hard, Twinkies don't last forever.
No, that's true.
So, I mean, I don't know, but I mean, they're packaged, they're sealed.
Yeah, maybe they got a little bit longer life. I don't know. That's interesting. It's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you know what always makes the round is always that one girl that plops the cookie table at the dispensary.
Yes.
Right? And go, hey, look how smart she was. She slapped her cookies down at the dispensary, and boy, they got gobbled up quick. Yeah.
Well, that was also that was used in the TV show Friends.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Remember, Ross had to, he broke a girl's arm or leg or something like that, so he decided to do her a solid and sell her cookies, and he was having a horrible time, and then he went to a college dorm.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And he became known as Cookie Dude.
That's right. Sell a lot of cookies on college campuses, that's yeah. For sure.
But I mean, yeah, you know, I don't. Is that story going to go away soon? Girl Scouts sitting outside a dispensary.
Yeah, that
once
should.
That first one happened, when then, they all go, let's.
That's
just do
right.
It.
I think it has a shelf life, so to speak.
Yeah.
Of a couple of years before it becomes sort of common.
Yeah. Why right? not just hang out there?
Just when every state in the union has 500,000 of them.
I mean, not
on
only,
every corner.
I would do that, or maybe sit outside a bar.
Yeah, maybe so.
You know,
right.
A little. You know, not too late. You don't have to be there until 11 at night.
Yeah, it'd be hard for the Girl Scout to be there at 11:30
yeah,
at night,
I mean,
selling cookies. But
you get there at a decent time. You're with your parents. People coming out of a bar, you know, they're a little looser with their change.
That's true. Very good.
So
very
buy
good
your cookies.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
I actually have two.
Two?
Yeah, because one just kind of cracks me up. I don't know if you heard the story about the man getting swallowed by the whale.
I did. Is this true, or is this one of those
he claims
embellished
it's true.
Stories?
He claims it's true, right? And that's where you need to know. But there are a few experts who claim that it is not true. And some of those experts are actually marine biologists and doctors.
I'm going to tell you, I really don't think this is accurate.
First time I heard it, I don't think so either. Because, you know, one thing, was a humpback whale, they don't swallow their prey. I mean, they eat krill.
Right.
And they kind of sift it through their
teeth,
I don't know,
right?
whatever the heck that is. Yeah. I mean, he is dead set he got swallowed by a whale, but a bunch of people are, you know, especially doctors are saying, well, if he went down this far, this deep, and then was risen up this much, he didn't show any signs of distress.
Right, right. My thought.
What the whole thing, like the bends, isn't that what it's called?
Right. That was my whole thought, right, which was you don't, like, it's like we sort of this cartoon fascination, like, when Geppetto got swallowed by the whale, he's building a fire and he's just waiting for the whale to just burp, right? Or
right.
Just open his mouth. Like, that's not how it would be, right? You'd be in the digestive system and the whale's mouth would close. You'd probably run out of oxygen after a while, but there'd probably be a lot of acid. And
right. I
like,
mean,
there'd just be there'd be a lot of things that are just not going to be your
right.
way. And then the pressure of going when the whale is like descending in the water and then rising up in the water, you're not built for that.
No. I mean, why did he cough you up too?
Yeah.
I mean, were you tickling the roof of his mouth? I mean,
like,
so many questions that went unanswered. Also be added to this was the revelation that he made that he once survived a plane crash in Costa Rica.
Okay, now he's lying. Yeah, so this is, yeah, now I know he's lying. You're right. Thank you for that information. Now I know he did not get swallowed by a whale.
And
now I know that.
And on top of that, he has admitted that, you know, if they are to make a movie about his whale encounter experience, he wants Matt Damon to play himself.
So he went right to the Hollywood movie card as soon as he was able to talk after being swallowed by the whale.
Are you seeing the holes in the story?
I totally am seeing a mess of a story.
So, yeah. And the fact that he really, I mean, he doesn't have much detail to go on except for the fact that he got swallowed by a whale and then was coughed up or spit out or whatever, however you want to talk about it.
Now I know he's lying. Survived a plane crash and getting swallowed by a whale. What an amazingly
all in one
lucky,
lifetime.
Amazingly lucky individual. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Maybe we could do a two-part special on NBC, the plane crash, and then tomorrow night, the whale story. Maybe we'll do that. How about that, right? Oh, goodness gracious. Did you have to, how did he survive in Costa Rica? Did you have to eat the fellow passengers waiting for rescue?
I think so. Was that how that worked? What was that movie?
Alive.
Alive, thank you.
With Ethan Hawke. Eating the passengers?
Up in the Andean Mountains.
That was the soccer team that did that. That was based on a true story.
Yeah, I mean, they actually did do that.
They did do that.
They had to. They did it to survive. Yeah. I think they only ate a couple people, though.
That's right. Who were dead already. Yes. They didn't murder them.
Yeah.
They were dead already.
They were frozen, preserved the meat, and then, what was it, two or three guys set off to go find someone?
To go help, Brett, and they did.
And they did.
They rescued him. They rescued them. All right, what's the second dumb?
The second dumb of the day is a pizza joint in Dayton, Ohio. You know Dayton, home of the first four?
That's right, yeah.
Well, they have introduced to the world the Spicy Thai Cicada Pizza.
Oh, so they're just taking cicadas and put them right on those pies, huh?
Yes. I'm not sure what the price is. Probably not enough for me to ever spend money on this, but it's an 18-inch hand-tossed dough with miso hoisin sriracha sauce, mozzarella, provolone, blanched and sautéed local foraged cicadas, mushroom, cabbage, green onion, mango, cilantro with a spicy Thai sauce after the bake and a cicada wing adorned crust.
Oh, they're just putting the wings on the crust?
Well, no, it's also, you have the blanched and sautéed local foraged cicadas are in there. As one person said, those aren't raisins.
Yeah. Look, just survive the cicadas. You don't have to eat them. They're harmless. They're annoying, but they're harmless.
Yeah.
They're not going to kill you.
They're
loud.
You don't
have to kill them. They're loud, but it's the sound of summer. They've been around for thousands of years.
And you might have, you might walk out on your front lawn and crunch on some shells.
Sure, but just let them go.
Just let them do
their thing.
You'll
survive it. Winter is coming eventually. They'll be dead or gone or hibernating, whatever it is they do.
Don't they go back into the ground? Aren't they only coming up to mate and then they go to sleep for 17 years?
That's it. Then they're gone for a while.
Yeah.
Just survive them. You don't have to kill them and put them on pizzas or blend them into fruit juices or whatever it is you're doing, people. Leave them alone.
God. I mean, how do you come up with that idea? I mean, the Thai pizza, I've had that before. That's good.
That is?
A chicken Thai pizza. I mean, that's fine by itself. California Pizza Kitchen used to make one like that. It was phenomenal. I liked it. Not all the time. Every once in a while you got to experiment. But, I can't come to the thought process like, we got all these dead cicadas in the backyard. What are we going to do with them? Put them on a pizza.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I mean.
All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Don't eat cicadas, people. Just don't. That's the good,
Buy cookies instead.
Exactly. On Twitter, @TonyDRadio, @RonCulver. That's Ron with two N's as we continue with Wake Up Call.